A perfect summon from a perfect monster girl. Did you miss me? How did your week go? Mom was excited for me to come over. She said she really liked the hoodie I stole off you. It reminded her of all the fun things you would enjoy in media. I told her maybe one day she could sketch out a design and then together you and I could make her a hoodie. She misses the mortal realm. I wish I could bring her with me, although she says I smell funny when I get home. Huh? Mad at me? No. My mom fully understands my curiosity about here and you. She keeps saying how I'm gonna fall madly in love and head over my heels for you, just like she did with my dad. She's silly like that. I'm here to learn about your behavior and chew gum, and I'm all out of gum. Not bad for a reference, right? So last week, we were specifically looking at different regions and platonic intimacy. Let me check my notes. So, yeah. In Western culture, as the young adolescent grows up, they value their time alone, and it's common to drift apart from family. It's even harder to break established norms at that point, such as if you were a hugger as a child, stopped as a teenager, then tried to go back to hugging as a greeting. It gets kind of weird and not so good. It's kind of the same culture in Japan, although I've heard of a very interesting care that is performed together and shows a lot of trust. I'll give you 3 guesses, then if not, you owe me 1 hug. Makes sense, right? No, not cutting hair for each other. You still go to the hairdressers for that. Foot massages? No, but that is quite a caring thing, such as if the person has foot problems or has sore feet from work. Maybe that's more of a couple's thing. I'll give you a hint. Ears. Yep, ears. I'm serious. It's probably more of a mother and daughter bonding idea, but it happens. Not rare, but uncommon. That's right. I actually want to try it out on you. Can you tell by my arsenal of tools beside me? I won't go wild, but come on, it could be fun, and I'm a strong believer in doing, not just taking notes. How am I supposed to get used to how humans interact with one another if I don't test things out on you, huh? That's why you're far too perfect of an opportunity to pass up. Plus, if you do have earwax, you can hear a lot better, so you're welcome, future version of you. Let me get comfy on the bed, and then you can lie back on my chest. I'll move your head side to side depending on what ear I'm doing. You don't have to worry about squishing me. Monster girl, remember, strength, all that kind of nonsense? Lie back. I'm kidding, it's fine, I'm teasing. Lie down now. Ah, you're blushing. You are too blushing. Now this is a basic cleaning tool. Gonna get that drop dirt out nice and slowly, so take your time. Enjoy yourself. It's been good learning about humans. You still didn't take me to the library, though. I know it's hard to hide me being around. Seeing how you
offensive anymore in terms of causing panic.
this is pointy, you are being warned right now. No moving. Just relax on my chest. Sorry if my hair is in your face. It's getting real long now. I decided against wearing it back. I used to get caught on so many things, but I found wearing it down makes me feel more confident. You agree too. You're too nice to me. Am I supposed to be blushing like this? Let me concentrate. As I was saying before, and if it's okay to talk about those around you, my mom loves this place. She would tell me of the gaming console. Thank you. I like you, or I more than just like you. I want you forever. Does that make sense? A relationship? Yes, that's if you like me. It's just you seem comfortable around me as well, and you give me compliments and little things to take away with me, and like I feel a really close connection with you, and maybe even strong attraction, but I'm pretty shy in general when it comes to this. It's just I've never had a boyfriend before, and well, you're human, so it's kind of forbidden, but at the same time, like I said before, nothing should stand in the way of love, and I think I might be in love with you. You like me as well? Promise me right now you mean it. Can I kiss you? Oh, So that's what a kiss was. Maybe I can hold your hand as well. My hands are a little sweaty. Hey, I've never been in this situation before. You're teasing me. Stop it. Maybe we should have a nice nap together before I head back. I think I have a few things I can write in my diary and also my human behavior book. I can play with your hair a little longer with my free hand. I love you. Rest well.